Chapter 17. The Laser. At lunchtime, Rennie looked as if he were about to burst.
"I'm so excited, guys," he enthusiastically announced at the lunch table. "I can't wait to tell you what I found out. Hold on a second."
He then loudly cleared his throat and obnoxiously hooked a finger into his left nostril, prying a stalactite of snot loose. Chris stared at him, flabbergasted.
"What?"
Rennie innocently asked.
"Gross,"
Chris simply replied. Robert was less subtle. "We're trying to eat here, Rennie," he yelled, throwing his homemade ham sandwich down in disgust on the aluminum foil.
"Oh, yeah," Rennie said. "Sorry, but trust me, the info I have is worth it."
"It better be," Chris sighed.
"This morning," Rennie began, "Senora Martinez sent me to the principal's office for being late. Since I skipped breakfast, I stopped at the vending machine to grab a snack. At first, I was going to get something healthy like popcorn, but then I realized I hadn't had a candy bar in a while and I decided to treat myself."
Chris started twirling his fingers in the air impatiently, as if to say,
"Get on with it."
But Rennie clearly didn't get the hint.
"So then I had to decide which candy bar to choose from. I was going to get Milky Way, but the caramel sticks to my teeth. Then I realized I was in the mood for peanuts."
"Rennie!"
Chris exploded, banging the table with his fist so hard that their milk cartons shook.
"Get to the point before we die from boredom."
"Oh, yeah," Rennie said. "Sorry. So, anyway, I ended up getting a Snickers bar, and then I heard Dr. Howard talking in the teacher's lounge next door. He said he'd just finished another one of his inventions, with help from some extra funding or something."
Robert's eyes widened in realization.
"He must be talking about the $200 my old man had to fork over last night," he explained. "What did he make?"
"A mini laser," Rennie replied. "He said it's small enough to fit in someone's pocket, but can punch a hole through a wall."
Robert sloped back in his chair, impressed.
"That's exactly what we would need to break up those boulders on Danger Peak."
"It is?"
Rennie asked. Then, after Robert and Chris shot him a telling look, he continued.
"I mean, yeah, of course it is. I knew that. That's why I'm telling you guys."
Robert leaned into the table conspiratorially, deciding to hatch another plan.
"We need to get that laser."
"You mean steal?"
Chris asked.
"Again?"
"I wouldn't technically call it stealing,"
Robert explained.
"More like borrowing. We'll give it back to him once I return from Danger Peak."
"You mean if you return,"
Rennie warned ominously, sending a shiver up their spines. Robert shook it off.
"It'll be fine,"
he said, dismissing Rennie's statement before it sunk its teeth into his psyche. Ever the pragmatic one, Chris asked,
"Where are we going to find it?"
"I didn't see any lasers when I was in his closet,"
Robert began, acting like one of his favorite literary heroes, Encyclopedia Brown.
"And there aren't any in the rest of his classroom. That only leaves one place, his home laboratory. We can look up his address in the phone book. Tonight, we go to work."
"I don't know, guys,"
Rennie worried.
"My bike's still in the shop, and I'm getting kind of tired of our adventures."
"Rennie,"
Chris said in a mocking tone of voice.
"Don't be a scaredy cat."
"I'm not,"
Rennie protested, but it was clear to his friends that was a lie. Robert tried a gentler approach.
"Rennie," he began, "you really came through for us today, and we couldn't pull this off without you."
"Really?"
he asked.
"Absolutely,"
Robert answered, smiling affectionately.
"You did good, Rennie."
"Yeah,"
Chris agreed.
"It's a good thing I made you walk to school. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been late, been sent to the principal's office, and overheard that story."
"That's right,"
Rennie proudly answered. Then, after contemplating what Chris just said, he added,
"Wait, you're finally getting the spirit of the action bike,"
Robert interjected.
"Thanks,"
Rennie said.
"Okay, I'll join you guys."
"Great,"
Robert said, and took another satisfying bite out of his ham sandwich. After a beat, Rennie added,
"Can I be leader now?"
Chris and Robert simply rolled their eyes.